Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Good Thursday morning to you. Happy to be here. You know, this weekend, if you are looking for something to do that is enjoyable and has to do with food and outdoors, you can check out the Chicago Food Truck Fest. It's this Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 7 p.m. It's taking place at 2400 South Dearborn in Chicago, and the website is chicagofoodtruckfest.com. Alex Blackshire is the organizer of the Chicago Food Truck Fest, and he joins us this morning. Alex, nice to talk to you.
Wonderful. Great to talk to you as well this morning.
Well, I know you're very busy because you got the big event coming up this weekend, the second annual Chicago Food Truck Fest. So basically what this is, just like the name says, you're getting a bunch of food trucks that are here in Chicago. We're going to a park, 2400 South Dearborn. By the way, it says, according to the map, park number 540. What a great name for a park in Chicago. So you can rock out in park number 540. Tell us why you got this festival off the ground.
Well, initially, when we looked around the nation, we saw that other cities had wonderful food truck festivals. So the thought was, why doesn't Chicago have a food truck festival? So after digging a little deeper, doing more research, it began to make sense. We're basically in the middle of a big food fight between restaurants and food trucks.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, we decided, okay, let's arch our hand at hosting a food truck event. What it takes.
So the food truck festival, like I said, here in Chicago, it's in its second year. And I think, you know, when we talk about food trucks here in Chicago, you mentioned, okay, there's a little bit of a food fight. I like what you did there.
Okay.
Between restaurants and food trucks. But I think that Chicago overall was sort of late to the whole food truck party, because if you travel to other cities, not even huge cities, I mean, other medium markets, I would say, they have a pretty robust food truck scene. And Chicago, for a few different reasons, was sort of slow to get on board and resistant to make the changes that were needed in the laws, right?
That's correct. And a lot of that comes from, you have a very strong lobbying arm with the restaurants here in Chicago. So that has dramatically slowed based on who is in office and some of who are their supporters, in my opinion. So what you have there is a food truck industry that didn't have much sway. The restaurant, for example, there's a beautiful article written today in the Wall Street Journal. The restaurant industry just surpassed $700 billion in revenue per year. And the food truck industry just surpassed $1 billion in revenue. So what you have is a David and Goliath.
Right. And that's the argument that I've heard before from food truck owners. And I've spoken to a few of them here in Chicago. And I've, you know, talked to them over the years, and obviously a few years ago, the laws were a little different. So a few years ago here in Chicago, you couldn't actually cook food on the food truck. You had to cook it off-site and then load your truck up and then go out and sell it, which was pretty difficult for some of these food trucks, because how do you keep your food fresh? And you know, issues like that. And basically they were going up against the brick-and-mortar restaurants, because the brick-and-mortar restaurants, they were maybe afraid of some of these food trucks, that they would take away some of their business and some of their revenue. But the laws have changed, so now actually you can cook on the food trucks here in Chicago, right?
Absolutely. They're able to cook on board, which has opened up more possibilities. And there are still restrictions, but the onboard cooking allows trucks who qualify through a rigorous regulatory and inspection process to be able to prepare food on board, opposed to cooking in it or at a prepared place and then just selling it. So it does open up the possibilities for the truck and gives them more options to be more of an actual food serving vehicle opposed to a prepared vehicle.
And give us an idea of what food truck owners go through, because there is still a lot of regulation here in Chicago. Even though the laws have changed and you can cook on the trucks, I mean, the city is monitoring where the food trucks are. They still can't be within a certain distance of brick-and-mortar restaurants. If you're a food truck owner here in the city, Give us an idea of what you're facing in terms of regulation.
Well, it's a great question. What you're basically having to place a GPS tracker on that truck, and if it's within 200 feet of an established brick and mortar, you can face anywhere from $1,000 fine. $1,000 to a food truck owner is sometimes can be 2 or 3, 4, 5 days in revenue. That they
sure.
So that's pretty hefty. So they've designated food stands, maybe 35 as I last counted throughout the city, where food trucks can park for 2 hours and serve. So it still limits them, and then they have to be careful and monitor where they're parked and where they're driving while they're trying to serve and, you know, offer the food to the public. So it does sort of limit their ability to just be free and sell and serve where they choose.
That's right. So if you see a food truck, it's not like the food truck is driving around aimlessly and randomly just selling food, you know, like the ice cream man drives around by parks and schools and tries to sell you some ice cream cones. There are certain areas that are pretty much off limits and certain areas where it's okay to sell food. And so as a food truck owner, you're trying to negotiate that, trying to understand where you can and can't go. And also, oh, yeah, you're trying to cook and serve food.
That's correct. Absolutely. But the beauty about it is that under the new administration with Mayor Rahm, there have been laxing of law. So it's been progress. It's slower, of course, than many other cities due to Chicago just being a wonderful food city. So we have awesome restaurants. So it's just regulation in the middle of a food fight.
Regulation in the middle of a food fight. That would be a great metal album cover. Wouldn't that be a great title? Regulation in the middle of a food fight.
I go to the concert.
There you go. And you take the food truck with you and you sell some food. Alex, I'll tell you what. Hang on 1 second. We will take a short break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about the festival itself. Again, sure. The Chicago Food Truck Festival is happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 7 p.m. at 2400 South Dearborn. And you can check out ChicagoFoodTruckFest.com. Alex Blackshire is the organizer of the Chicago Food Truck Fest. Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio right here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio on this Thursday morning. Nice to be here with you talking about food trucks. The second Chicago Food Truck Fest is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 7 p.m. It's at 2400 South Dearborn, and the website is ChicagoFoodTruckFest.com. Alex Blackshire is the organizer of the Chicago Food Truck Fest, and I know this is a super busy time for you here, Alex. I know that we talked a little bit about, in the first segment, about some of the rules and regulations, and area code 847 shot us a text at 312-981-7200 asking, I get some of the rules and regulations, but why is Chicago so strict with food trucks? And I believe you said that it was the restaurant lobby is exceptionally strong here in the city, isn't it?
That's correct. Exceptionally strong, and when you have that combination, they, of course, can lobby for more passage of their law. Pretty simple.
That's right. That's right. So they have a pretty big political influence here,
that's
which
right.
is why we're seeing the rules and regulations so strict. Let's talk a little bit about the Food Truck Fest itself. Now, this is the second annual one, and I know that last year you guys went through some growing pains, right? You had some stuff to go through, but I want you to tell us a little bit about what this Food Truck Fest is all about, because, again, it's happening this weekend at 2400 South Dearborn, from 12 to 7 p.m. Tell us the details about the Food Truck Fest.
Great, great, great. As you stated, last year we did experience quite a few growing pains. Well, basically, simple formula, not enough trucks and too many people.
Right.
So not a good combination. So this year, what we've done is we did a free admission for the guests. Thus, we are allowing people to more filter into the event, but it's ticketed and it's regulated. And what I mean by that is at the front gate, we just make for certain that the trucks can handle the capacity before we allow the entire, or for example, when we're at capacity, then we halt the entrance of the guests for the event. So with that said, it's the second annual 2400 South Dearborn Street. We have, last year there were 17 trucks. This year there are over 45 trucks.
Wow.
Last year it was on asphalt. This year it will be on grass. So last year there's very few games. This year we've added volleyball, cornhole, and Jenga. And last year there were only one or two beer selections, you know, based on being on the ballpark's property. But this year we've expanded the amount of beers that people can purchase, as well as wine selection. And in addition to that, we've increased our staffing for the event. We have major sponsorship. Bank of America, in fact, will be matching food trucks for money spent to Go Red for helping to raise money for HIV medications for underserved communities throughout the nation.
Hmm.
And in addition to that, we've increased the number of vendors to make the event more interactive with our guests who are there as well. So with that, we've made those improvements in an attempt to, of course, have much better experience this year than last year.
So I think this speaks to the popularity of food trucks in Chicago, because last year you had so many people, and you maybe underestimated it a little bit when you were planning the Food Truck Fest, but you had so many people that it was, you know, it was kind of stressful for you. It was a big drain on your resources, and
right.
You weren't necessarily prepared. So this year, man, it sounds like you're definitely prepared. How many people do you think are going to show up? What's the ballpark?
Well, we envision over that, buy tickets being free, and they're claiming free tickets. You know, sometimes people get tickets and don't show up. So we estimate, have a rough estimate, we can possibly see over that two-day period, we can see anywhere from 10 to 15,000 people.
10 to 15,000 people for the two-day period for the Food Truck Fest. That's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. The numbers, the demand is very high. So, again, that's an estimate. It's a good estimate, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, better to be over-prepared than have some of the growing pains that you had last year come back to haunt you.
Absolutely. And this year, space-wise, we have 11.4 acres of green space to be able to accommodate the guests. And the beauty of it is that if it's at capacity, by the tickets being free, we can regulate it, halt the line. People aren't, in my opinion, as mad because they didn't have to fork over any money.
Right.
You know, and that way we can just regulate it and allow the trucks to serve and keep the lines under control.
What is it about food trucks that you think is just so appealing to so many of us here in Chicago, especially? Because as is evident by the Chicago Food Truck Fest, the popularity of this festival, we all love food trucks. What do you think it is about food trucks that really just hooks us?
Food trucks are American. Food trucks are an American invention, an American staple. If you go back to, 1866, Charles Goodnight had a U.S. Army wagon feeding the troops. That concept is with us. It's just a part of, in my opinion, a part of our culture, part of our traditions, and it just brings back nostalgia. So when you put those things together, and then the fact that it's cool, the trucks have some trucks, for example, Tamale spaceships, the guys sell food and masks.
And the Lucha Libre masks, I know.
It's a part of the American culture mixed with new. It's fun. It's exciting. They have a strong grip on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You can track where they're at. Hey, we're outside of the Daily Plaza today. People like that, and they can communicate back. So when you put all those things together, it's a explosion of an industry, I'd say.
Yeah, I think it's cool because these restaurants on wheels are basically mobile. And you mentioned social media, and all of these trucks are on Twitter and Facebook. And especially with Twitter,
correct,
you know, they can tweet out to their followers, hey, we're going to be downtown in the Loop. We're going to be serving lunch from 1 to 3 or whatever it is. Or the next day, hey, we're going to be up in Rogers Park, and we're going to be selling food at this place. And I think the fact that these restaurants, basically, and I call them restaurants on wheels, you know, food trucks, whatever you want to call them, they're so mobile, they can go into our communities, they can, you know, basically pay us almost a house call or a special visit. Or if we're downtown, it's like, oh, hey, there's the Tamale spaceship truck, or, you know, pick your food truck. There it is. That's pretty cool. It's getting out into the community, and you can actually track that on social media.
Absolutely. And last but not least, the food is great.
Of course, the food is great.
So that would be that helped drive traffic as well too.
That's right, and you know, I think it's cool because a lot of these food trucks can sort of experiment and they can be very specialized. I know there are food trucks that are participating in the second annual Chicago Food Truck Fest this weekend,
okay.
But that are like Mexican and Latin influence. You've got some the Jerk 312 truck will be there if you love jerk chicken. That's a fantastic truck. The Pierogi Wagon. Love the Pierogi Wagon. I mean, there's a Pierogi Wagon in Chicago. How great is that?
That's correct. Very popular. Fred. Last year's festival, amazingly popular truck.
I totally agree. I'll tell you what, Alex, can you hold on one more time here? We'll take a short break. We'll come back, and we'll talk about what it's like for a food truck owner to get off the ground here in Chicago and start their own small business. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, Alex Blackshire is the organizer of the Chicago Food Truck Fest. Again, that's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from noon to 7 p.m. both days at 2400 South Dearborn. It's in the park. Going to be a lot of fun. Check out foodtruckfest.com. Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio right here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Mike Steven hanging out here with you, filling in for Nick DiGilio on this Thursday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text number here in the studio, talking with Alex Blackshire. He's the organizer of the Chicago Food Truck Fest. It's coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from noon to 7 on both days. And that's at 2400 South Dearborn. And as we were talking about earlier, Alex, in beautiful park number 540 in Chicago.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to ask you this question about food truck owners getting started here in the city, because I've talked to a few and they have their stories of starting out. I've talked to the owner of the salsa truck, which is based in the West Loop, and the owner of that truck, you know, he was doing finance before he got into this, and finally he's like, you know what, food is really my passion. And it was really a difficult thing for him to start a food truck in Chicago, and he was, I think he was the first person to be able to cook on the truck when the regulations changed here in the city. But even so, he had to wait outside of City Hall for hours to get that license to do it. So if you are thinking about starting a food truck in Chicago, what do you have to know?
Well, you have to know someone. But what that entails is basically the process. You have to first purchase a truck. There aren't many local manufacturing food trucks here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably have to go to maybe a Prestige Food Trucks in Florida. Those trucks can range from $43,000 to $75,000.
Oof.
So what most food truck owners do, such as you mentioned, a salsa truck, he purchased an ice cream truck for $4,500.
Right.
So the smarter ones do that to cut costs. And once they have their truck, of course, then you have to get your insurance, $2,000 to $3,000, say, a year. And then next year, food equipment, which can cost you anywhere from $7,000, including sink, pans, refrigerator. With the city, if you want your license and fee, it'll cost you about $1,000 for the 2-year license to cook on board, and $700, I believe, it still is if they haven't changed. If you don't cook on board, then you're facing what they call a commissary fees. And under city law, basically no food that is sold or served from a truck may be stored or prepared at home. So you pay some fees there. And then the cool factor. You want your graphic design to make yourself look good, $500,000. Fabrication work, painting. And so bottom line is, if you're going to start a food truck, you really do need to know someone. The Illinois Food Truck Association, that's a great organization to know, and people and members within there, because the teamwork is awesome amongst them. So with that, you're looking at under maybe $60,000 if you're going to do that, the starter truck here, which isn't bad if you're considering the price to start a restaurant.
That's true. And, you know, it's a little different in the sense of you are starting this restaurant on wheels, and the restaurant on wheels, your food truck, is mobile. It's going all over the place. So
right.
There's that added stress of I better have some good insurance because now I could possibly get into a car accident. Somebody could rob the truck. Somebody could vandalize it, and that's it. You know, someone could steal the truck, God forbid. But obviously, in a restaurant, you face some of those concerns, like vandalism or things break down. But this little truck is pretty much everything. It's your business.
It's your business. And for example, hey, if someone changes your oil, in which I've seen before, overfills your oil in your generator, that keeps your refrigeration and everything cool, and it goes out, and you just purchased $1,000, $2,000 worth of food. Now you will lose some, so it's their risk that have to be taken, and it's their livelihood. So you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. It's a proposition you have to dedicate yourself to. You really got to put all yourself into this. I want to ask you about the food truck community in Chicago.
Okay.
How supportive the owners are for one another, because obviously you've got your business. There's competition out there with other food trucks, but a lot of these food trucks, they're not selling the same kind of food. I'm just looking at the list here. You've got the Fat Shallot, who will be at the Chicago Food Truck Fest. That's one of the best food trucks in America.
Absolutely.
With sandwiches, and we mentioned the pierogi wagon. You got Starfruit out there with their wagon. Those are just some of the trucks that are participating in the Food Truck Fest this weekend. But what's that community like of the food truck owners? Are they supportive? Is it a united front?
Yes, they are. It is the governing organization is the Illinois Food Truck Association. Within that, I believe they work together to help each other. And what I mean is, for example, if someone wants to start a truck, there's someone within their Beavers food truck, Beavers donut and coffee truck, one of the probably most experienced first people in the industry to help you be able to start your food truck, give you information, regulations, who to talk to, how to push things through the city. So the community is very tight-linked. For example, our first festival, the Food Truck Association, like, okay, Alex, come to the table. Time to talk.
Yeah.
So they are very hands-on, the organization. They protect each other. They look out for each other. Tips on, what are the best places to sell, best time to sell food. So you have a very organization that understands that there are regulations and challenges and hurdles, but that works together to be able to support each other to make a living and do well in this industry.
Well, I love food trucks. I'm a big fan. I'm excited for the Chicago Food Truck Fest. That is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from noon to 7 p.m. on both days. That's at 2400 South Dearborn. It's in a park number 540. And you could check out ChicagoFoodTruckFest.com for more information about what's happening this weekend. I think it's a great event, and best of luck with it. Alex Blackshire is the organizer of the Chicago Food Truck Fest. Alex, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Pleasure. And the pleasure's all ours.
All right. Good luck with that event. Again, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 2400 South Dearborn. Some awesome food trucks that will be a part of the Chicago Food Truck Fest. I think it's going to be a really great event, so I'm pretty excited for that. Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio. We'll take a short break and be right back right here on 720 WGN.